Right, next up, have a listen to this.
We'll do it all, everything on our own.
That is, of course, Snow Patrol. I've been asked to sing along to it, but I wouldn't subject you to that. But the question this morning is, what song would you like played at your funeral? It's been revealed that Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars has topped the UK indie funeral music chart. Never heard. I'm amazed that actually existed. Frank Sinatra's My Way tops the overall funeral song chart compiled by Co-op Funeral Care, just ahead of Time to Say Goodbye by Andrea Bocelli. I think that's pronounced right. The new research does show that pop songs are becoming increasingly popular. 03030805555 this morning. You can tweet me as well at Vinny Belfast. It's V-I-N-N-Y. A commentator, Ant Miller, is on the line. Good morning to you, Ant.
Good morning. Thankfully, I'm still alive and here, and you're not listening to my funeral song right now.
No. What would you want played at your funeral?
Well, my one is, do you know Garth Brooks? Do you like Garth Brooks?
Yes, I do. River. People laugh when I, you know, but I like a bit of country.
I love a bit of country. And the river would be my one. That's kind of how I've tried to live my life, following the river, chasing the dream, never giving up, that sort of thing. That's my one. But I've got to say,
so you'd want a bit of this. Is this the river?
That's not the river. God knows what that is.
You have to wait. Do you even know what funeral song you want? Wait That's for it. Hold on, hold on. I don't know this song.
Well, it might be. Hold on. Somebody else doing it.
Have we got the cheap version or is that the live version? We clearly haven't. The BBC haven't paid their bills. Listen, hold on. Let's just imagine. Listen. Hold on. Be quiet. Listen to this.
Never knowing what's in store makes each day a constant battle. Just to stay between.
Not a dry eye in the house. Enough of that. I do like a bit of Garth, but that's enough of that. That's enough of that. You think it's just
like
singing? It's not at all. Not even slightly. I'm not going to pretend. But a few suggestions that are coming in. Didn't we almost have it all from Chris? That's from Whitney Houston, of course. Elaine says Highway to Hell. Fair enough. RB on Twitter says the Star Wars, the Imperial March to go out in style.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I like that one. Do you know, I'll go back to that Snow Patrol one. I find that a really odd one. I mean, is that the dead person singing, "If I Lie Here, Will You Lie With Me"? Because I'm not really loving that invite.
I guess maybe it's more the sentiment. So some people go for dramatic or maybe something over the top, perhaps. Maybe some Garth Brooks. Or some people go with a song that the lyrics in the song make them connect with them, or they feel that it will connect with people that are there. But is this all a bit morbid, thinking about this? Or is this something that we should be planning ahead for, Ant?
Well, it's definitely something you should plan ahead. In my family, we've all done it. We've all given each other our way. In fact, it comes up pretty much every time we have a drink, I've got to say, because we're that cheery type of people. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, you should. I think it's really important that people know it, because when people do pass and you're in the position of having to organise things, you do get that thing of, oh, I hope I did it right. I hope they got what they wanted. So yeah, it's a good idea to make sure everybody knows. Do you know, I'd be tempted to put Hokey Cokey on my list as well.
Being silly now, but what about a traditional hymn? What's wrong with that? Is this making a bit of a joke of what is quite a somber time for most people?
Not at all, and I think all services, you know, I mean, certainly any services I've been at have a little bit of a mixture of hymns and songs, and the personal song is usually when you're being carried out, the recessional, I think it's called, isn't it? So whenever you're leaving, but during, you know, coming in and during the service, that's normally when you would have your holy songs kind of thing. And some of them are lovely, you know, On Eagle's Wings, Amazing Grace, those sort of songs, lovely, great funeral songs. But I think it's nice to make it personal as well. I think, you know, the last song played is, in my head, that's your message. That's the person who's leaving. That's their message to the world, you know. And it should be personal and befitting of them.
Well, here's another example. I think this was on the list. Have a listen to this. But is this not a bit disrespectful? Being serious about it for a second, you know, imagine if you... you're in wherever your church or chapel or wherever it is, and they're asking for this to be played, or you're getting ready for the cremation, whatever that might be. It might feel like a funny thing for someone that maybe is planning ahead to do, but for the people that are left behind.
Well, actually, no, because if you think about it, the people who are there in that church know the person who's being buried, and if that person picked that song, then that's indicative of their personality. So the people left behind would know that, you know, what they're getting up front, sort of thing. So, yeah, I mean, I hate this thing when people die, we all turn into, you know, oh, they were a lovely person, oh, they wouldn't have hurt a fly, and you know, everything's so sacred and nice. Keep it real, be honest, you know, if you didn't like me, say you didn't like me, or if that's your favourite song, say that's your favourite song, whatever, you know.
Yeah, but your perception of someone, if you're not hopefully going to be planning their wedding, if you're going to do something that they maybe wouldn't be happy with because you didn't like them when they were alive. Another suggestion here on Twitter, Pink Floyd, Shine On You Crazy Diamond, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
That's a nice one, Bridge Over Troubled Water. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I guess it's there's a respectful element to this. There is an element where people maybe want to try and lighten the mood. I don't know if that's something you should try and do at anyone's funeral, but say at your own, you feel like you have control, you have ownership over it. And this could be, you know, you're planning something when you maybe are, you know, you're not expecting to pass away for many, many years, or when you're closer to that point and you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe I want to do what I want. And some people might not like this. They might think it's inappropriate, but I want to make them laugh. I want to make them smile. I want to try and lighten the mood and to reflect my personality and the type of person that I was.
Yeah. Well, I, you know, there's two ways of looking at it. For, you know, is it for the person that you're sending off, or is it for the person, for the people that are left behind? And I think that all comes down to faith as well. You know, and I do believe, you know, in death, it is just another place that you go to. It's not, you know, the end. It's not over. It's not, the lights haven't been put out forever. So, you know, it's just another way. It should be a celebration. It's everybody coming together, everybody that you love in the one room.
I wonder if
a send-off. If we were different than if I was moving to the other side of the country, you know?
Well, it is slightly. But I wonder if we were picking it for Stephen, you know, in advance. There's no plan, of course. But what song, if you're picking for somebody else, let's say we're picking for Stephen, 81771 on the text, 03030805555. I am just curious as to what song you would like Stephen sent out to. And the horrendous day when that happens, much obviously further down the line. Aunt Miller, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I think you might need to. I do like a bit of Garth Brooks, but I think you might need to rethink that, okay?
I'll change it to the Hokey Cokey then.
Aunt Miller, thank you.